New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
A lot of negative headlines last night. Country singer Ingrid Andress sang the national anthem before the Home Run Derby, which brought up a lot of conversations of some of the worst national anthems you've ever heard. Here, if you missed it last night, we have a little bit of a clip play.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag.
Yeah, the first reaction I saw afterward was our good buddy Nick Totoro, who always goes on rants on social media after Yankee losses and basically screaming and hollering about how bad the national anthem was. Well, we do have a little bit of an update. What do we got, Hoff?
Yes, we have an alert. She actually came out on social media in all forms, X, Instagram. I'm not going to BS, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country I love so much for that rendition. I'll let you all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. XO, Ingrid.
There you go. All right. Well, now we have an explanation as far as why that happened. Hopefully she gets the necessary help she needs.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think she drank more after that performance? Because that was rough.
What was it? I think it was Carl Lewis before a net game was like one of the worst I've ever heard in my life. Like Carl Lewis yes. For a net game was just, it was like Carl Lewis was, if you're not old enough to remember, Carl Lewis was an amazing sprinter. United States sprinter, 100, 200, you know, 4x100, you know, champion of the Olympics, you know, winning all these. Amazing track athlete. He really was. Sang the national anthem, I think, before a net game at the old Brendan Byrne Arena. And it was one of the worst renditions I've ever heard in my life. And there have been many. There really have been. I think there have been many over the years. There really is. But if I'm thinking about like the worst, and that was bad last night. It wasn't Carl Lewis bad. Like Carl Lewis bad was just on a different level. Do you have it, Pete? All right, here.
Here we go. Oh! I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
Just so bad. Bro, what an amazing, just so bad.
That was worse, but I will say this is a national stage versus, you know.
I understand. Listen, she's going, you know, hopefully she gets all the help that she needs. She came out, she explained it. I don't know if rehab's super fun. I really don't. Hopefully she gets the help she needs. Last night, you're right, on the national stage, and you were like, hopefully she doesn't go to social media afterward, because there was not one positive response at all. Like, that's the one where you shut down all notifications. And you move on. Shut the phone off. Don't pay attention to social media.
My feel is that she checked social media about 30 minutes ago and wrote that post in about 10 seconds and then posted it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But now we have an explanation. So, good luck, Ingrid. Good luck. I don't know. And I had never, have you ever heard of her before?
No. But I don't think, our intern Brandon was here and he was saying, oh man, that's it. She's done for. She'll never be heard from again. And
I'm like, don't think that.
Yeah. Roseanne Barr came back and she spit after the national anthem.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. She did. I mean, but I like some country music. I had never heard of her before. And was watching last night, and it was obviously it's the All-Star break. There's not much going on, so you're looking for something to entertain you. So you flip that on, and you hear the national anthem. I'd never heard of her before, and the performance was stunningly bad. but I don't think it's going to define her career.
Unforgettable.
No, it
that's
really
what
was.
That is.
It was like you went.
It's going to go down in the annals.
Yes. Thank you, doggy. Well, we got a couple minutes left to play with, so hopefully she gets the help she needs as she's checking into rehab, as she admitted that she was intoxicated last night singing the national anthem before the All-Star game. But it was very apologetic, and hopefully Ingrid gets the help that she does need.